there were some real concerns from our local police about whether this event could be done safely and if they could really control the crowd of, you know, up to 70,000 people that would, you know, come into town to witness this event. The last time that Evel Knievel was here, of course, wasn't that good for our town. I've talked to several people who have pretty bad memories of that incident, and they really were concerned about that happening again and really kind of got cold feet.
What were some of the things that happened, I'm curious, back in 1974 when Evel Knievel tried his stunt?
A couple things that we've heard is that the Hells Angels kind of took over town, and a lot of people who lived in the area near the jump site said their property was damaged, and people were standing on their front lawns with shotguns, you know, and trying to keep order, and it was really just a chaotic scene. I even talked to one woman who told me that she and a friend, as they were walking downtown, were picked up by motorcyclists and raped at Shoshone Falls. So people still live here have some pretty bad memories from what happened when Evel was in town.
Council meets again tonight. Where do you expect this issue to go with the Twin Falls City Council now?
Oh, well, last time I made any guess about where I thought it would go, it didn't turn out how I thought it would. So I don't know if I can make any guesses, Scott, but really there are kind of two things that are really possible. Back when the council really started investigating this, they set up a process by which they ranked the various jumpers that were interested in this process, and Big Ed Beckley came in at number one, and number two was a local base jumper named Miles Dasher. And so they could do one of two things tonight, I think, and this is from the mayor. They could either decide to move to Miles Dasher and start a negotiation process with him to see if perhaps Miles' plan for controlling safety and for doing the event is more to their satisfaction. If he has a better safety plan, perhaps they would feel more comfortable with him. Or they could just close the books on the idea altogether, which was some of the comments that they had. They weren't sure that they could do this to the benefit of the city, and they weren't sure that this was part of their strategic plan. You know, they didn't kind of were backing off on whether this was a good thing for the city at all. So it really is kind of up in the air, and I think we're in for a wild one.
Do you think this is an issue that people are starting to get tired of, that there might be some jump fatigue setting in amongst city leaders and residents?
Yeah, that's an interesting word. I think that's a good way to put it, jump fatigue. I think certainly the city council and the city staff may be feeling that. I think here in town, the sense that I get is that people are kind of just tired of the uncertainty, whether you're for it or you're against it. But we've been hearing about this for a long, long time, really steady since the beginning of September. And for a decade beyond that, jumpers have been interested in doing this. And so I think people just kind of want to know what's going to happen. And that uncertainty is really kind of what people are dreading as it goes on. I think that if we had an absolute and said this is what's going to happen in September, we could prepare for it, and for better or worse, we could get ready for it, and we could, you know, mentally prepare, and the staff could get ready. But right now, I think the council's decision on Monday night, really opened up a lot of uncertainties again, and people kind of either felt frustrated by that or relieved that perhaps if the process wasn't moving down the path they wanted, that they could kind of question this again. And so really, Scott, I think in our community, there are people who are heavy in one camp or the other. I'm not sure there's a lot of people who are on the fence about a jump. It seems to be a very passionate topic, and people really have strong allegiances either way.